USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Almost half of the states in the U.S. are part of the government's so-called red zone due to rising coronavirus cases. That includes Missouri, North Dakota, and Wisconsin. Dr. Deborah Birx said that the hotspots threatened regions where cases are controlled.
What we're seeing across the South right now is both rural infections as well as small metros and major metros simultaneously.
President Trump is touting the amount of personal protective equipment distributed around the United States during the coronavirus pandemic.
When the China virus struck our nation, we mobilized the entire government and the private sector to acquire, source, and deliver life-saving supplies.
The president, speaking during the coronavirus task force briefing at the White House, also says more help is on the way to nursing homes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan says she's been assured that federal agents sent to stop protests in the city have left the area. On Capitol Hill, Attorney General William Barr defended the deployments there and in Portland.
We're trying to protect federal functions and federal buildings, which are a very small part of the city, but the rioters go at them, and we have gradually increased our numbers there to try to protect those facilities.
House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler accused Barr of playing politics.
The president wants footage for his campaign ads, and you appear to be serving it up to him as ordered.
The White House is going after the DACA program again. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled that the administration acted in an arbitrary and capricious way to scrap DACA. The White House is aiming to build a case that deferred action for childhood arrivals has served as a magnet for illegal border crossings. Going forward, DACA renewals will be for only 1 year, not two. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gun violence in the United States is showing a drastic increase over the last 3 months. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more on the story.
A stray bullet shattered her window and pierced the head of a 10-year-old girl in her home in Chicago. She died at a hospital Sunday morning. A toddler, just 20 months old and strapped to a car seat, was shot in the chest in Inglewood while his mother drove home from a laundromat. Over the weekend, more than 60 people were shot, 14 of them fatally, in 49 shooting incidents in the Windy City alone. Chicago is among several major cities experiencing a big spike in shootings and homicides so far this year. Shooting incidents in Philadelphia are up 57% from last year. In Milwaukee, homicides up 95%. In the first week of July alone, the Los Angeles Police Department reported that homicides increased 250%. And New York City has seen a 44% spike in shootings this year than during the same period in 2019. Police blame the surge in gun violence on a combination of the early release of people from jail during the pandemic, the effects of new state bail reform laws, and the fact that police are being defunded. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.